My name is Rodney Smitherman. I am 16 years old. I interviewed Kevin Amos on June 19th, 2012.
So I was actually born in Braddock Hospital, but I was raised in Pittsburgh. Lived in my grandma's house on Broad Street in East Liberty. And shortly after that, my parents purchased a house in Homewood. That's where I spent the majority of my time growing up at. When I was growing up, we had different sections of the neighborhood that were thriving economically. So we had like a corner store, and there was a dry cleaners, barber shops, and I was only like a couple of blocks from the house because I grew up on Upland Street between Lang and Homewood Avenue. Then every once in a while, my parents would go downtown Homewood, like go into Homewood, actually on Homewood Avenue. It was a bustling neighborhood. And there was like a DC Murphy's, there was like a couple of grocery stores or pharmacies, places like that, where people could go get things. My dad was raised in the South. My dad was raised 18 miles south of Nashville, Tennessee, in a town called Franklin, Tennessee. So he was raised in the Jim Crow South. As a matter of fact, when we were little and used to take us down to visit our grandparents, I actually saw the signs that said, for colors only, bathroom for colors only, and, you know, you can't come in here and stuff like that. The racism in Pittsburgh was a little more subtle. You know, but it was still there too. My mom grew up here. She was born in Sharpsburg and raised in Sharpsburg and Garfield and on the Hill. My dad met my mom when he was either still in the service or getting out of the service back in like 1947-48. I wanted to be an attorney when I was in grade school and in high school, but I never achieved those goals. But I was always involved in like music, you know, because I sang from like maybe like the second or third grade all the way up through high school and college. You know, and so I got involved in like choirs in high school and acting when I was in high school and in my first few years in college. But I eventually settled into social services because I had this need to like help people give back. I think that was part of my growing up in the 60s. Doing the civil rights movement, you know, seeing all those different things were going on, being kind of like an activist type. So I got involved in social services, and in the meanwhile, I got involved in broadcasting and radio because I got into radio by accident. We were at a radio station in Oakland called WYEP, and I was here with my Young People's Theater group, and we were taping a play, and I came down to the station. I thought this was, like, really cool, all these old hippies hanging out and everybody, you know, and they're doing radio. It's a community-based thing. So I started volunteering, and so that's how I got into radio about 30, 35 years ago. Every time I get a chance to interview somebody, I consider it an honor and a privilege to talk to them. I don't have any one particular favorite. I tell you one moment that I really was extremely proud of. Billy Cobham, who's a jazz drummer, is one of my favorite drummers of all time. And I had the opportunity to like interview him a few years back at the University of Pittsburgh Jazz Seminars. In the room with me when I was interviewing Billy Cobham was my ex vice principal from high school, who happened to be my first music teacher in grade school. And his name is Dr. Harry Clark. He does a lot of things in the music community here in Pittsburgh. And I think that was one of my proudest moments. You're like me sitting there talking to one of my favorite musicians, and then you have like my first music teacher that I had in grade school sitting right there listening to me interview Billy Cobham. I was like, wow, this is, I felt extremely proud about that and really good about that, you know. There's been so many people I had the opportunity to talk to down over the years. I've met B.B. King on several occasions, Bobby Blue Bland. I know the Neville Brothers. I met Miss Coco Taylor, Zydeco musicians like Buckwheat Zydeco, Queen Ida, Terrence Simeon. I've met James Brown, Mr. Brown, as we call him. Everybody has respect for James Brown. Everybody calls him Mr. Brown. Yeah, he's the man. James Brown's a bad dude. Chuck D from Public Enemy. A lot of folks down over the years. You know, so I've been pretty fortunate. I've had a good life.